Shall we bring Corinne in and ask her?
No. We're not invited to the fall. Bob.
That's right.
I'd like to know the effect that Corinne had on McLuhan.
Prolific.
I'm sure.
Prolific. She was a basic. There was a bit of egotism that was placated by Marshall because he was strong, meaning he'd push through. He had his own notions regarding his notions. Okay, but she always could bring it back to a logical, conducive experience that had an application. And if it did not apply, it didn't last long in McLuhanisms. He was absolutely the head of his household, but she was the neck that turned the head.
So you're saying she had the big ego?
It served her well. She played it for all she could, certainly.
Because she had to, in relation to Marshall?
No. It was her bliss.
So is that why Marshall?
A powerful team.
Marshall wouldn't say that. He would just say that's what he had to survive.
Right, that's why. So that is the root why he would say the film The Godfather should have been called Godmother. And he talked about the suburban matriarch and all that. So he had direct experience of that through Corinne.
Do.
Nice.
And that was her background anyway, so it
applies. Is that like the Steel Magnolia?
Yes. Although Olivia Dukakis did it well, but she could have, if she had been turned loose, it could have been much more prolific.
Who, Corinne? If Corinne had been turned loose?
Do. Because, see, she had to be the matriarch. She had to keep the thing together. She had to, regardless of whatever tomfoolery he was into now, she's who had to say, wait a second, this applies, this is appropriate, this serves us well. Because her opinion was the Playboy interview that Bob quotes in and out over and under and everything a damn rabbit can do to a stump. She was absolutely against.
Yeah.
Completely. Because in her opinion, he was doing nothing other than casting the pearls before the swine.
Well, then why did he do it?
Well, because he trumped. It was a Trump Leo, Bob.
Trump Leo. That's an optical illusion. So he, in other words, it was his little effort to dig at her?
No, it wasn't about that. She had to let it go because in his world it became good for business, as it were. But had she been on her own to say, this is what you do, this is what you don't do, she would have never agreed for him to do that interview.
Right, but she was surprised at how it went over, I guess.
Well, she realized that the medium being the message gave her traction as far as the monies, because Marshall didn't really respect money. She did.
Yeah, that's right. And
Marshall
kids say,
didn't have a regard about it, but she did.
Yeah, and all the kids that I've talked to, they all say Mark Corinne ran the house. I mean, without the family was more Corinne than Marshall. He was just a guy reading poetry on the couch.
Yeah. Well, doing push-ups, reading the poetry off a dollar bill at Soho.
You know what Ian just did there, Sue? He just cited what I did in April 1975.
Yeah.
That's the second time he cited that now.
I saw you perform, Bob, at the El Macambo in Toronto, and you did similar things.
Yeah, that was spring 1986. Yep, we actually got that on video.
He could do that on his fingertips. That's when we had Spry Bob instead of SpongeBob, which is what we have now.